Good morning, good morning, good morning. I think I just got used to saying that when I was doing my other episodes and segments, even though it is well after the morning here. But I think I just like to wake myself up and hopefully wake you up as you're listening to a couple thoughts that I had. They've been actually bouncing around in my head for the last few days, and I just wanted to share them with you. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Jim Rohn speeches. And there's a good collection of them on YouTube. And you can just search Jim, J-I-M, Rohn, R-O-H-N. And Jim Rohn was a motivational speaker. I think he's passed away. His collection of insight are still available, like I said, on YouTube and probably on other podcasts. Anyway, he spends a lot of time talking about how he created the life that he always wanted after the age of 25, where he changed his mindset, he changed the way that he went after things in his life, and made him into the success that he became later in his life. So it's an interesting story, and like I said, there are some great talks that are available on YouTube. I think what I'm going to do is put a list of maybe 3 to 5 of my favorite ones and post it on my website, and I'll let you know when I do that, and you can follow the links and just watch it. But one of the things that he talked about recently, or rather that I heard recently, was the idea of making the most of your time, making the most of your life. And he talked about defining what a life is. I mean, what do we have? You know, nowadays we say things like, you know, get a life, or what do we define, or how do we define what a life is? And Jim Rohn defines it as the collection of experiences and their intensity. So life is a collection of experiences and their intensity. So it had me thinking about, you know, we have experiences every day, right? Every day we have 24 hours to have a day's worth of experiences. We get up in the morning, we go to work, have conversations with our coworkers. Maybe we make a sale. Maybe we bring some money in. Maybe it's our birthday. Maybe it's a loved one's birthday, an anniversary. Those are just days. And every day we have experiences. And a lot of times, I think a lot of us go through life with experiences, and we don't really care how intense those experiences are. Meaning, we waste a lot of time. So we'll sit around and we'll watch 2 or 3 or 4 or more hours of TV, and at the same time we're flipping through our Facebook feeds, Twitter feeds. None of it is very intense. It's very low key. It's a lot of experiences, but very, very low key and low intensity. Versus, think back right now to an experience that you've had in your life. Think back of something that's happened to you maybe years and years ago, and you still remember every minute detail. That experience was something very intense. Now, I can tell you straight out, when we had our first child, and there was some very stressful moments before, because it was an unplanned C-section that my wife had to have. And so we were stressed, we were very concerned. But do you know that I can detail minute by minute the process? That was an incredibly intense experience for me. And yet I can remember at 3:45 I was sitting outside of the operating room, and the nurse told me, says, we're going to get your wife ready with her epidural, and we're going to get her ready for the delivery. I will come and get you when it's time to go in. It will be about 15 minutes. And I remember just thinking that that 15 minutes lasted forever. It was the longest 15-minute period in my life. But sure enough, she came in and says, okay, Mr. Rocha, we're ready for you. And I looked at my clock on my phone. I looked at the clock on my phone, 4 o'clock on the dot. This lady pinpointed it exactly, 4 o'clock on the dot. Went in there, and thankfully the C-section went without without any hitches. It went beautifully. And I had a baby boy at 4:07 that day. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. It was 4:07. And the intensity of that experience will stay with me forever. Versus, you know, yesterday, maybe the day before, I can't even tell you what I watched on TV. I can't tell you every YouTube video that maybe I watched. I know there was a Jim Rohn one in there somewhere, probably because it was a little intense. So what are you doing in your day-to-day to make sure that the experiences you have are fulfilling, that they have an intensity that are going to make your life a little bit more rich, a little bit more experiential, a little bit more valuable, not just to you, but to the people around you? Think about those things for a while, and I think we want to touch on this a little bit more tomorrow. But remember that every day is an opportunity to experience something. It's up to us to determine how intense we allow that experience to be. Go all in. When you decide to do something, go all in. Are you going to launch a marketing campaign? Go all in. Put your whole heart into it. Make it intense. If you're going to provide a service to your client, when I'm going to represent a client, go all in, Jaime. Go all in. Put your heart into it. Make it an intense experience. Because the intensity that you put into your experience will flow to others. And I want, it's our duty as service providers, as human beings, to provide a positive experience to the people around us. God bless you all, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Jim Rohn stuff, and like I said, I'm going to put together that list of some of my favorite of his talks, because I really think those talks could have come at any time. They apply today in 2018, and they're going to apply for a while, forever, I think, because the principles are sound. All right? I hope this experience was good for you. I hope that you can build the intensity in the things that you do in your day-to-day life. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.